Fire Talk. Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
We are on some stage of load shedding. In fact, I can't keep up. But the last I checked, we were now on stage 4 load shedding. Okay, stage 4 load shedding. We were earlier on stage 3 and now we are on stage 4. But what does this mean for everybody? And the past week, I think I've been asking all of you, you know, how has this affected you? What I'm very interested in now is how this has been affecting mortuaries. In fact, they've reached out, undertakers have reached out saying, somebody help, because we are battling. Nhlanhla Bembe is a chairperson of the South African Chamber of Undertakers. Mr. Bembe, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to Point of View.
Good evening, Pamelo, and good evening to Bomkhaya. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for your time. Just give us a sense of how, as you know, undertakers, you've been affected by load shedding.
Yeah, it's been costly storing human remains. As an industry, or as the regulations of the country says, if you've got a mortuary, you need to have a backup generator. But now it's no longer a backup generator anymore. It's what we use to power the cold room now, because the blackouts are constant and longer. So it has become too expensive to store human remains. As we all know, petrol and diesel is expensive.
So are even, for instance, the kind of generators that you're using now coping with the reliance? And as you said, just by how much have you had to spend on keeping them running, as I think we are now on 4 hours at a time and so on?
About 700 rands a day we have to spend on powering up the cold room to preserve human remains. And if we don't do that, we know what's going to happen, you know, and disease is going to break out. So, yeah, it is tough. As is, it's tough for hospitals, it's tough for the industry. And unfortunately for us, we are the forgotten industry. The government doesn't fund us. And yeah, it's tough. It's really tough. And we are small businesses, most of us.
My understanding, Mr. Bembe, is that there is a process that you can go through to apply for an exemption. Has the South African Chamber of Undertakers gone and explored that at all?
Well, we've heard about that also on the news, but nobody has ever bothered to tell us from the government that how do we go about getting that. If maybe they can tell us, that would be better, because as you heard the president today said, the blackouts are still going to continue. So still going to suffer. And this, to us, is equals to economic sabotage, because most of us will have to close because we can't cope with the requirement to have diesel every day. Expensive. Unless then we are left
pass
with no
on
choice.
The cost. You pass on the cost.
Yes, but unless we have no choice to increase. Today, insurance companies, they are also crying because there's too many claims. They can't cope. They need reinsurers. That doesn't sound good to us, because they are saying they're going to increase their prices. So that means we also have to increase our prices, because we rely on them as well, you know.
Have you started reviewing your costs and whether the market is receiving the escalations, or, you know, how feasible is that?
To be honest with you, we know it is not like feasible. Our customers are battling as it is, you know. So this is going to be disastrous for them, you know, unless the government does something about this. Because, I mean, if insurers, like big companies, are complaining and want to increase price, and we rely on insurance, you know, to underwrite our clients. So if they increase the price, we are left with no option but to also go up.
And you know, but by what percentage would you then have to hike these prices, just by way of an example?
Well, between 5 to 7. If I may make an example, a funeral that would cost about 15,000 rand would cost about 16,500. If we go up, you know, and anyway, we haven't been going up. Everything has gone up, diesel, petrol, everything, except burial prices. Because we care for our clients, we understand their situation. But right now, we are left with no choice.
So you know as well as I that we're nowhere near sorting out the problems with Eskom. Have you considered other options at all, apart from using diesel, and would those be feasible? And I ask this because you're hearing a lot of government speaking about find other alternative sources of energy. But my understanding is that those alternative sources of energy would not necessarily power your cold storerooms. You know, the solar panels are not going to be enough, or unless if I'm wrong.
Yes, they're not powerful enough to power the cold room, because the cold room has to be at minus 10, minus 5, minus 10. Mm. So, yeah, the solar panel.
It's not a solution for you. It's not a solution.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not really an energy expert or what, but I don't think, I mean, a big freezer which can take about 30 to 40 human remains cannot be powered by solar panels. Mm. The solution here is the government must just come up with a proper solution to end load shedding.
What is the short-term solution? As you gather as a chamber, as you gather as undertakers, what is the short-term solution? Because you're saying that no one's coming to you, no one's engaging with you. We are hearing that, you know, we're nowhere near fixing ESCOM's problems. What's the interim solution?
For now, we're still using the generators that we have, but we are pleading for help from government, from enterprise department, to think about us, maybe subsidize us, get us bigger generators, you know, that can really power up the cold rooms to avoid the catastrophe that can happen if we don't do that.
So is that something that you are seriously considering to ask for subsidies? Have you considered, you know, putting in a formal request to national government?
Yes, yes. We've been doing that for the past 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Besides load shedding, like I said before, we are a forgotten industry.
Mm-hmm.
There's no money allocated for the funeral industry. The taxi industry has it, everybody has it, except the funeral industry. So we have been engaging the government, the patriots, as you have noticed, we've been marching and striking, but yeah, no one is coming to our rescue.
Thank you so much for your time. Nhlanhla Bembe is the chairperson of the South African Chamber of Undertakers. I mean, that's a very scary scenario there. Let me hear what you have to say about this. 086-000-0959.
Point of View with Phimelo Mudine on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.